Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this review, I'm going to ask a favor. Subscribe, man. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out a lot. Now that's out of the way, I got a looky-looky comic bookie. Yeah, I was shaving my face. I'm moving on this side. We have Milestone Returns. I don't know if you guys know, I think it was early to mid-90s with Milestone. I believe DC has always had Milestone. It's been published under DC. It is a lot of the writers and artists got together and they decided, hey, minorities are not really portrayed well or at all in comics in mid-90s. So they decided, and I love that they did that, instead of changing existing characters, they created new ones. And they created a really good universe. It's called the Dakotaverse, because it's all kind of centered around a fictional town in the Midwest called Dakota. So as I said, you know, Milestone Comics is going to be a lot of your minority-based characters. And this one starts out and they kind of explain how a lot of these guys get their powers. There was a, they made it current. There's a, you know, Black Lives Matter protest. The cops are trying to quell the protest, so they have some experimental crowd control things that have not been approved yet. And of course, they use them. Unarmed kids, yeah, shoot into them. And I'm guessing that is what caused a lot of these powers to manifest in these kids. The guy who invented and worked on this crowd control thing that they used that kind of backfired on him. He's a minority also. He kind of knew if anything happened, they would use him as a scapegoat because police aren't going to be to blame and the big corporation is not going to be to blame. They're going to look for an individual. And sure enough, you know, he kept a secret lab. So he takes off work early because he knows what's going down to go to a secret lab. And they must have been tracking him because no sooner than he gets there, the cops are kicking the door down. And I'm not sure what he walked into. I didn't read a lot of the Milestone stuff back then. I know of it generally. This guy comes out with a bunch of armor on and they, no questions asked, they just come in and start shooting. And, you know, he gets upset and tells them, you know, you're shooting an unarmed man. He disarms them, tells them to go tell all their friends what's going on. And then it flashes back showing all these kids who now have these new powers and they're trying to come to terms with them and how to deal with them. A lot of them, their families are disowning them, kicking them out. So they're kind of getting together. You know, you got the one dude who his stomach acid melts through just about everything. You got a little demon looking dude. One of the main characters, Static X. I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be Static X, Virgil. He controls electricity, kind of, sort of. And he finds this out by accident. You know, anytime he exerts himself, he blows all the circuit breakers in the house. He has a better control over his powers than most of those other kids. So he confronts his bully. His bully also has powers now. He has flame powers, but he kind of dispatches him pretty easily. And it does a lot of jumping around. It's got a lot of characters introduced. Then you have Icon and Rocket. And Icon is some alien who got stranded here on Earth a couple hundred years ago. He's just waiting for our technology to get to the point where he can repair his ship and go home. Well, this girl breaks into his house and she was trying to find a typewriter because she wanted to be able to write notes that weren't traceable like on her phone. She finds out dude is an alien and has all these powers, so she's like, hey, why don't you help me clean up the city? Because every time me and my mom walk down the street, we get accosted by, you know, gangbangers and drug dealers and what have you. So they make it their mission. They go beyond Dakota. They start going worldwide because, you know, they're in Costa Rica at one point taking out drug lords, who I guess it kind of helps Dakota because the drugs come from somewhere, Costa Rica. It flashes, you know, they see that, you know, this kid, Static X is doing all this work in Dakota and they want to go back and help him. It flashes over to this other dude named Holocaust, who's, he reminds me of, if you've ever watched that, it's an older movie, The Warriors. It kind of reminds me of Cyrus, you know, the one who's getting all the gangs from the city together. He's trying to get all the misfit powered kids together. And he's doing a pretty darn good job of it. You know, they're following him. And it flashes again to the story on how she met Rocket met Icon. And they're trying to clean up Dakota. It does a lot of flashing back and forth between stories. You know, shows again Static X fighting with the bullies in school. Then it shows this mysterious bad guy. Dark dude, red wings, and Icon. Icon's able to see all these video feeds all at the same time. And he's telling Rocket, hey, there's this really bad dude who is hunting these powered people down for any reason. And she, you know, Rocket even at one point admits that he's racist. But she got a mixed color couple here, and that's who he's attacking. And in his mind, I guess he thinks he's doing the right thing. So they're talking about trying to stop him. There's, and you know, they mention a bunch of these powered couples. This one, these couples merge together to create one superhero. And then, you know, it flashes to Icon's not the only one watching. Somebody's also watching Icon. And it's this old dude, and he's talking about he's going to put all the pieces and people into position for the upcoming war. So, yeah, I'm going to have to do a lot more research on Milestone. I'm really digging it. I love the characters. I love that they're new characters. They're very diverse with their ethnicity, among other things, because we have just about every minority, I think, that I can think of that was represented in the book some way or how. And they're new characters. That you didn't change an existing character, so you're not going to tick people off. This is a brand new character. Either they're going to like it or they're not. I really like what I've read so far in this Milestone thing, so much that I'm looking at going back and reading some of the old Milestone stuff just so I can have a background in history on these characters, because it's this Dakotaverse that they're putting together, I kind of like it. I like it a lot. I like how they're explaining their powers. I like how they've kind of modernized it. And I hope that we see more. Static X, I'm pretty sure, was like their poster child. He was the face of Milestone for a longest time. So my recommendation for Milestone Returns, pick it up, man. Subscribe to it. I remember it being pretty good back in the day. I don't remember a lot about it. I didn't read a lot of it. I'm going to go back, though, and do some history searching. So pick it up, man. It's really worth it. Milestone Returns. A lot of your different diverse ethnic heroes in here. Hopefully DC pushes this and it becomes really big. I wouldn't even mind seeing it. Hey, how about it? Hey, DC. You guys are big into movies now with Warner owning you. I know Warner does not like print. How about a movie? Huh? Milestone movie. Why not? I think it would do well. You could start it out just like this. Kind of introduce it vaguely to everybody. And then start focusing on separate characters. That's free. That's free for you, DC. Like I said, subscribe to it. It's really good. I like it a lot. I can't wait for number two. So that is my review of Milestone Returns. Very well worth the read. If you like this review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It's free. Doesn't cost anything. Helps us out with the metrics. Allows us to do more videos like this for you guys. While you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.